Got it, Rex.
Yes, so I'm just calling. A friend of mine was saying that you guys can tune cross sports now.
Yep,
automatics.
Right. Yep.
What's the go with that? Like, how long would it take and everything?
Just like a normal tune, so it's just a day thing.
So it'd take a day, would it?
Yeah.
For the automatics. Okay.
Because of what, sorry?
The automatics.
No, any tune's going to take a whole day.
Oh, no, no. Oh, that's okay, because I was told it would potentially take a week earlier.
No, it's just a day now, so we've got a different software.
Okay, sweet. And is that just a standard price that everyone...
So the tune's $990, and we have to do an inspection, so it's an additional $180, so it's about $1,200 in total.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out, is there anything that you need to do beforehand? Like, I've already done a inspection beforehand, and
with
you gave me a list of things to repair.
Okay. And have you fixed the things that we needed
for
tuning?
I've replaced everything three-quarters of everything that you suggested, the major things.
Yeah.
Like, I had leaking rocker covers and my CV boot and everything was pierced.
Yeah, all good. When was the last time we saw it? How long ago?
I think maybe earlier this year.
Yeah, it should be right. It should be able to go straight on the dyno then if it's in decent nick. Well, obviously, we'll have a quick look at it, but then you probably won't have to pay for the inspection.
Okay. Because, yeah, I've placed everything, got everything resealed.
Yeah.
It's just gone. It's... doing the 4 PSI thing, which apparently someone was telling me that it's because it's not tuned to Australian fuel.
Yep, so it's dropped the boost out.
It's just staying at 4 PSI and then it'll shoot to 15.
Yep.
So I've got like the upgraded turbo to a TDO4, my ProcessWest top mount and intake.
Was that already on there, the turbo and all that?
No, so I have it all sitting at home because I didn't know how long... it would take for you
and
guys
are
you to like
fit those yourself.
Yeah, more than likely.
Okay, so then we will have to do another inspection just as you're doing some major changes.
Okay.
So we can't just chuck it on the dyno hoping that you've done the turbo right.
That's fine because I'm taking it to my mechanic and he's gonna fit everything for me.
Yeah, we still can't put it on.
That's fine. That's fine. That's all right. If you've got to check everything beforehand, that's completely fine.
Yeah, we need to make sure everything's right because if it goes on the dyno and let's say the oil line blows off and it spilled oil all over the dyno, killed the dyno. The dyno is like 250K. So
the cost of the repairs
sort of gone to you if we don't do an inspection. Whereas if we do an inspection, it's a bit different. We'll definitely have to do an inspection. So it'll be, $1,200 since you're doing the mods.
Yep.
It's just a one-day thing. So drop it off at 8 and you'll be picking up at about 4:30.
Okay, that's completely fine. And it's Monday to Friday, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. I'll just have to figure that out. Because I work Monday to Friday, that's all. I've set day off, that's fine. All right, well, thanks for letting me know. How long is, your wait time?
About 3 weeks at the moment.
3 weeks, okay. No, it's okay. Never mind, I'll get all the parts and sorted. That's fine. All good, thank you for that. I appreciate it.
All good, done, easy.
All right, thank you.
All good, bye. Right there.